Johnny Marr on the Blurred Crusade. My special guest with me today, Richard Martinez. Richard, where were you September 20th, 2018?
I was watching Johnny Marr.
That's right. I'm just looking at my... Sometimes what I do is I put on my old ticket stubs, when there were ticket stubs, into my albums. By the way, that was Johnny Marr, the track Walk Into the Sea from Call the Comet 2018 on Luscious Purple Vinyl. Anyway, sometimes what I do is I stick my ticket stubs in my record albums, and I can see I did see Johnny Marr Thursday, September 20th, 2018 at the Vogue Theater in Vancouver. Ticket price $50.34. Seems like good value compared to some of the prices lately. One of the greatest musical moments of my life, seeing Johnny Marr live. It was a fantastic night, Richard.
It was a great show. He puts on a fantastic show, and he just gets better with age. The last time I saw him, he was even better.
And I would also say, for me, Call the Comet 2018 is his best solo effort. I have all his stuff on vinyl, but that album in particular is my favorite. And we started to set off with the Smiths, The Headmaster Ritual from Meat is Murder, 1985. And I was talking to you a little bit off mic, Richard, about the Smiths, a very polarizing band, especially Morrissey. You kind of either love him or hate him.
Listen, I'm probably the most biased person in this room. During my formative years, the Smiths were probably among, you know, Depeche Mode and New Order. The Smiths was another band. So I'm a terrible person to ask on which side I'm on. I just have nothing but love for anybody from the Smiths.
But the other thing is, you don't really have to be on a side. You can love both Marr and Morrissey. For me, particularly, as far as solo stuff goes, I'm more into the Johnny Marr stuff, but I do respect Morrissey. And as I've said many times, I did a show up here in the mid-80s, and at that point, the Meat is Murder album was out, and there was no bigger band than the Smiths. They were on fire, and when they first came out, though, I couldn't wrap my brain around Morrissey's voice. It was just so different, the crooning style and just it's such an original sound that it took me a while to get on board, but once I did, I really, really did.
Yeah, I was instantly drawn to that sound. You know, I know for a lot of people in my school that, you know, that probably was the case, but for me, I was instantly drawn. I thought that they were just perfection for me. It was our formative years. We were, you know, we were just starting to hang out as teenagers, and I just thought the Smiths were, you know, the bee's knees, if you will.
Exactly. And the other thing with for me personally with that particular song, a weird thing is I used to play The Headmaster Ritual when it first came out, and I was really into the Smiths, and then life went along, and then 20 or 30 years later, I heard that song. I was YouTubing, and I ran into The Headmaster Ritual, and that song, when I heard it again 20, 30 years later, it brought me right back to 1985, like a time machine. That's the beauty of music. Like certain songs, certain bands, they can bring you back to a particular moment or time in your life. It's magic.
Yeah, I mean, when I listen to the Smiths, I think back to even a Halloween party I went to where somebody was playing The Queen is Dead. Yeah, they just bring me back to a beautiful time in my life.
That's a great thing about music. And then in the middle there, we had Joy Division, Isolation from Closer, 1980, Joy Division's final record, their second full-length LP. And we also had that on vinyl, and I was saying to you, Richard, I think that's an original. You've got to take a look at it because you're the expert, but I think that's an original release. I remember picking up that album at a garage sale, and I wasn't even sure who Joy Division was. I was just intrigued by the cover, and also I knew they kind of had a dark history. So Richard's looking at the record, trying to verify if it's an original copy.
It's definitely an early pressing. I mean, the texture, paper, not much information, typical of factory records. Yeah, definitely could be a very early or original pressing,
and
for
it's,
sure.
And it's got and the album cover, the photo on the album has a real dark sort of story to it. At the time, they just thought it was, kind of a morbid sort of photo. But when you look back in history and see what happened after that album released with the passing of Ian Curtis, it has a lot of significance.
It's an iconic image, to be sure, on Closer.
So, yeah, great stuff there. So, Richard, let's get back into the music. We're going to play a band from an album that I picked up at your record store from the album Below the Waist. This is Goat Girl on the Blurred Crusade. CJSF 90.1 FM, and we can also be heard anytime at cgsf.ca. Todd with you. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. I've got a special guest today, Mr. Richard Martinez. Richard, you wanted to tell me something.
Yes, you can listen online at cjsf.ca or on the radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on social media at linktr.ee/CJSF Radio and learn more by visiting the website cgasf.ca.
cgsf.ca. You got it. And in that set, we heard Goat Girl. We heard from the album Below the Waist, the words Fall Out, an album that picked up at your shop. Again, it is called
New Model Army.
No, your record.
The other one.
No, your record store is called.
Oh, my record store is called Rick Roll Records. It's on 4251 Hastings Street.
There you go. And we and that in the middle, Richard, we had New Model Army. Their new stuff. Their new track called Language. I was telling you, I saw New Model Army live 1986 at 86th Street, the Long Gone Club. But I remember they were a good band, and they're still rocking. They've been around for a long time. And then we finished off with Yin and Yang, the Flower Pod Man, a track by Love and Rockets, 1986. Do you ever get into Love and Rockets at all?
Absolutely. From the Bauhaus to Love and Rockets, I love those guys. Fantastic music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a good, you know, Bauhaus was great. I love Bauhaus, a little darker. But then when Love and Rockets came out, that was a big song on college radio back in the day.
It was huge. I listened to college radio as well, KUNV in Las Vegas, and that was played on there frequently.
You didn't listen to CJSF?
I didn't know this existed back then, but you know, I do now, and I love it.
Now you do. Now you know. 90.1 FM, cgsf.ca, online anytime. And we're going to get back into a little bit of music. Another song that Richard picked out, another band. Tell us about this band, Richard.
Well, Orbital is another great electronic band. A few weeks ago, I got to see Phil Hart. No, it's actually two brothers. They're from Kent, England, and they take their name from the Greater London's Orbital Motorway, the M25. And this is a song that I first heard on a soundtrack for the movie called Pi that came out in 1998. Thought it was a great movie, really dark, an ominous movie, but this was one of the tracks on there, and I absolutely love it.
All right, introduce it for me.
It's called Petrol by Orbital.